Hello, and welcome to Apocalypse Video's look at the gentle giants of the sea. Whales. All month long, we'll be discussing everything from augers to humpback whales, as well as a special once-in-a-lifetime look at one of the rarest whale species on the planet.
So this is what the multiverse looks like!
Oh. This is February. In this second installment, we leave behind the fun-loving world of Free Willy and venture to the cold climate of Newfoundland to witness the dark side of nature. For not all orcas share the same sense of fun and need for human companionship like Willy. Some can hold a grudge. For killer whales, the need for vengeance can be just as strong in orcas as it can with Homo sapiens, as one fisherman in the 1970s found out. With rows of razor-sharp teeth designed to tear apart their prey, along with an extensive knowledge of explosives and natural accelerants, one does not wish to be on the bad side of this deadly mammal. For when one fucks around with nature, nature has a way of fucking you back. This is Orca.
The ancient Romans called him Orca Orcinus, Latin for bringer of death. He is without challenge the most powerful animal on the globe, the killer whale. Orca has 48 teeth, set in two impressive rows. In some respects, the orca's intelligence may be even superior to man's. They remain loyal to one mate for life. As parents, they are exemplary, better than many human beings. And like human beings, they have a profound instinct for vengeance. An innocent creature is destroyed by an act of human cruelty, and the ultimate battle of man against nature begins. Dino De Laurentiis presents Orca.
Can you commit a sin against an animal?
He followed you. He saw you on the deck of the boat.
They always remember the human being who had tried to harm them.
He deliberately left you your boat because he wants to fight you on the sea.
I won't do that.
Now the fish have vanished from the fishing grounds. And it's all because of your whale.
In fact, I won't fight him at all.
You're not even man enough to accept the excitement of his challenge.
I'll fight you! You're a vengeful son of a...
Orca, starring Richard Harris, Charlotte Rampling, Will Sampson, Keenan Wynn. A spectacular adventure. From the depths of the sea to the top of the world.
It's going to be a fair fight on equal terms.
A fight to the death.
Nolan!
Between the two most dangerous animals on Earth.
What in hell are you?
Man and Orca.
Okay, now before we start, I just want to confirm you guys did hose the dead fetus off of the deck of the boat, right?
I mean, most of it.
Okay,
it's gone.
Okay, we don't want any orcas taking revenge on our podcast. Okay, I'm your host Dave, and welcome to another installment of February. And this time we're back for revenge. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by Ryan.
Dave, my love, we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
That's so beautiful.
I'm also joined by Jackie.
He's my drunk driver. I'm his drunk. Whatever the fuck that line is.
And finally, Michael.
He loved his family more than I love mine.
Well, don't kid yourself, Mike. If an orca got a hold of you, he'd kill you and everyone you love. He'd eat you and everyone you care about. Orca. This is a movie I had known about. This is a movie. This is a movie I had known about for years as like one of the time of when it came out, one of the more famous Jaws ripoffs. But
what do you mean, Dave?
And honestly, when you look at the Chattopedia, straight up, the infamous producer, Dino De Laurentiis, called a guy up, Luciano Vincenzoni, and's like, hey, I just watched Jaws, and quote, we need to find a fish tougher and more terrible than the great white. Write me a script.
I just saw Jaws. We need one of them.
So that is where the similarities end, though, because this movie is very different from Jaws in several respects. Our Quint character is a more kind of a fuck up fisherman that's like more like, hey, how's it going? Hey, you know what I mean? Like he's a lot more laid back than Quint and Jaws. And the story in this is less of a fish just eating and terrorizing people and more of like
a curse a fish movie.
A fish got fucked over by some asshole, and he wants revenge.
I mean, we're just, at a certain point, we're just doing Moby Dick, and that's fine, but, like, that's pretty far from Jaws. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you could argue, like, the third act of Jaws is more Moby Dick, I guess, you know? Like, Chief Brody, like, kind of like, he went after my son, now I want revenge kind of thing. Like,
but,
you could
like,
say that,
it's a lot more direct in this one of the, like, I am the whale. We need to kill ourselves together so we can whale hell.
It's funny. This movie takes a bold stance in the first 10 minutes, like, you think Jaws was scary? Bitch, Orca will kill Jaws straight up. Like this.
Oh, you're afraid of a great white shark? That's funny. We've got orcas in this movie.
Let's get into this. So much like Free Willy, Orca opens with like majestic, awe-inspiring footage of orca whales, you know, like killer whales, like swimming in the ocean. You got the sunset behind them. And I was expecting the same cut that we got in Free Willy. You cut from majestic whales to boom, a fisherman like with binoculars. Like we didn't quite get that. In this, we start right off with Dino De Laurentiis saying, fuck Jaws, you got a diver swimming under the ocean, and didn't.
Hey, that'd be real scary if a shark got him, huh?
The
music here is, this is Ennio Morricone, which I did like a spit take when I saw,
The credits are crazy in this movie. I feel like there's so many people. Yeah,
we get to
especially.
Hear Ennio Morricone rip off the Jaws theme in this moment.
Mm-hmm. And this is a Bond connection, but the director of photography of this movie was Ted Moore, who shot most of the early James Bond movies with Sean Connery.
Sean Connery should have gone head to head with a whale, I think.
You don't think, you know, like Dumbledore sharks, going after the whale? I thought Dumbledore was pretty.
Dumbledore, the rumpled Irishman. We'll get to it, but his fucking hair in this movie is...
Oh, man.
It's really 70s in a way that people don't talk about.
Is he trying to look like Richard Dreyfuss?
No, just the, like, you know, it's, as we said, like, that comb over, the skullet, the length. It's a lot.
So we open with Charlotte Rampling, who's diving. We get one of the funniest. There are a lot of funny moments in this movie, but one of the funniest is Charlotte Rampling diving for stuff. She sees a great white and she's like, I'll hide underwater by taking this rock and hiding like a hat. Like she's putting a hat on. You can't see me. I got a hat.
She drops the dang rock.
The Reverend Mother, you know, from Dune, if you don't know, you know.
She tries to hide, but then an orca comes, and in one of the most comical scenes in the movie, T-bones the shark, which causes the shark to fly out of the air at what looks like a 90-degree angle, straight up. It turns into a rubber toy for a second.
This
and
happens all the time, Dave.
Oh, this is all the time in nature.
Which
yeah.
I think is a real thing. Yeah, I think the orcas like dive bomb the sharks and just like kill them in one hit.
But then they fly out at a 90 degree angle straight up.
Well, they know math. They're very intelligent creatures. I think, I don't know if this is true actually about orcas, but isn't there like a type of whale or maybe even like dolphin where they do like... They'll take, like, basically a puffer fish and, like, bat it, you know, between each other, like a couple of whales, like, because it releases, like, a kind of toxin that gets them stoned. Anyway, mammals...
I can see that happening.
Mammals are incredible. We'll find a way to get high.
What about, doing backtracking a little bit, but, like, you're talking about Orca, and this is a movie I feel like I didn't really know existed until, like, saw, like, a trailer pop up or something one time. Like, maybe in one of those, like, maybe, like, a... Maybe like it was one of those like montages, like a trailer montage or something, or like in a funny, maybe like before another movie.
I didn't know this existed until we did this episode.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, growing up, I was a big fan of Jaws, and I was just, I don't know how I became aware of this movie, but I was just like, I think because I wanted to see other Jaws-like movies as a kid, and this came up, but it wasn't available anywhere to rent, so it's just a movie I was aware of.
Dino De Laurentiis, he knew that your type of kid would exist, Dave, of the, like, once they watch Jaws, they're going to want more Jaws, so we'll give it to them. This time it's an orca.
And I got to say, like, it is a bold move to be like, fuck Jaws right in the beginning. We're going to kill Jaws immediately. We have a stronger, tougher fish, as he said. And I do appreciate that this movie is not – that the writer of this movie is like, well, we can't just exactly do Jaws. We're going to do something else.
That would be silly.
Well, I mean, we'll do exactly Moby Dick, essentially. But this movie gets, like, supernatural almost at times, in my opinion.
It becomes like a curse movie, I think.
Like, it's like a curse movie, and the whale becomes, like, super powerful and vindictive. Like the whale spends this whole movie, we'll get to the reason why, but the whale spends this whole movie just like slowly swimming around following this guy on this island.
I love this whale. There were multiple times when I wanted there to be voiceover of the whale being like, oh, Nolan, come out and play.
It's basically a revenge movie from POV of the whale. Like there's a version where the whale is the protagonist in this movie.
I think the whale is the protagonist of this movie.
It kind of is. Yeah. It has like, I mean, this is skip it. I mean, the most horrific thing
the
in the world.
The whole opening
happens.
Is like, I'm living my life free and clear and it's
saving
loving life.
Humans.
And then,
I have a happy family. I get to swim in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Everything's
Ennio
great.
Ennio Morricone is doing the theme song to my life.
I get to kill sharks, which I love.
Yeah.
And my wife's going to have a baby soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a baby number one on the way.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great being a whale. It's great being an orca.
Oh, yeah, there's like a little, what's her name? Charlotte Rambling. She has like her little,
She's like a whale professor.
She's like a teacher. She's like having like a professor, like a speech about like how the babies look similar to human babies and stuff like that.
The fetus of a whale. Remember this image, everybody.
I know.
Well, and also, just like, also, this, so, like, to start it off, yeah, we start off with the whale living his life, cut to, like, the whaler. They have this incident with Jaws where the orca comes and kills it, and, like, holy shit,
well,
orcas.
So
they're
right? trying to catch the shark for an aquarium.
Yeah, they're not necessarily trying to kill any creatures.
We are following basically like the people in Free Willy. Like this is a group of our humans that we're following are a group of people who are capturing big sea creatures
for profit.
Sell to museums.
Yeah, sell to aquariums and museums and stuff. And then like they're like, and then it kills their shark they're going after, you know?
He's
pissed. Damn orca. But wait a minute, aren't orcas even worth more money? Right. Oh.
Yeah. Basically.
Like, it's basically just like, well, that was so cool. We should get that instead.
I gotta capture that. Oh, the folly of man, am I right?
So that's like kind of the introduction to our characters. Captain Nolan, played by Richard Harris, is just sort of this like, I just want money.
Yeah,
you know,
the first Dumbledore, you know, in case you need
the first Dumbledore. He meets Charlotte Rambling. He saves her from a shark attack, but then
he
the orca
sees that
comes
she's hot.
the orca is the new hotness in terms of Captain Nolan. Well, he's like, ooh, that's gonna be.
She even says in her narration, she's like, he's kind of hot. Like, do you remember that?
Well, yes. We'll get to the narration here because I have questions about
There's
that.
There's narration where they say the whale's hot?
No. The man.
Oh.
I didn't notice at first, but my lecture suddenly gained a new and attentive member, Captain Nolan. He began to corner me after class at odd hours, asking about the orcas and occasionally about me. I was surprised at his ignorance of the animals. To have fished here for so long and to have learnt so little about them amazed me. I was also intrigued by his curiosity. The combination made him seem vulnerable and even attractive. It was that or I'd been in Newfoundland for too long.
So we're introduced to our characters after this shark attack. Then we cut to Charlotte Rampling as a teacher in this university, teaching people about whales and whale songs. And the vibe of this meeting is less like Dr. Grant, for example, talking about dinosaurs lovingly, whereas in her point of view, it comes across as like I said at the beginning, like if a whale got a hold of you, he'd eat you and everyone you love. Whales are super intelligent. They've been here longer than us, and they'll take over if we let them.
This is without challenge the most powerful animal on the globe, the killer whale. He is a mammal with warm blood, found in every sea. The ancient Romans called him Orca Orcinus, Latin for the bringer of death. His tapered form and muscular fin make the orca the fastest moving whale in all the oceans. The adult male measures around 30 feet and weighs 6 tons, but there have been cases where he ran to 45 feet. Now here is a killer whale in what is probably his most familiar guise, tamed on exhibition, one captured as a pup and brought up with men. Treated with kindness, there is no creature that is a greater friend to man. But if not, the orca's mouth has 48 teeth set in 2 impressive rows. As parents, killer whales are exemplary, better than most human beings. And like human beings, they have a profound instinct for vengeance.
It reminds me, you're right. It has a vibe of like the beginning of Aliens with them talking what's his name and stuff from Mad About You, what the hell, Paul Reiser. I don't know why I went
to that. It's almost like, Mr. President, we've completed our report on orca on killer whales.
Yeah, she works for the government. She's studying whales and their weaknesses so that, you know, when things come to blow. But she does
have taken over more of our territory.
She does have great respect, of course, for just the beauty of these creatures.
But her whole vibe is just like, oh, yeah, they're more intelligent, they're faster, they're stronger. Her vibe is just like, they're going to kill us all. We better hope they don't evolve legs.
She has great respect for them, but with respect comes fear. So
yes, that's the vibe. Respected, but feared.
Which I get, because, the ocean is, it's so big and scary, and so are many of the things that live there. And even just the size of a whale, that's scary by itself.
And she kind of develops this relationship and also a fleeting relationship with voiceover in the movie.
Comes and goes.
We've run into this in the past, but I have the distinct feeling, this movie's only about 9.5 long, I had the distinct feeling that the intermittent voiceover in this movie was covering up huge swaths of cut footage.
Yeah, because it was a short movie, so
short movie, and it's just very intermittent. It's not consistent, this narration. It's kind of just whenever they need it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It does have that vibe a little bit. There's a little bit of like yada yada and jumping ahead kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then some time passed. I don't know.
Yes, yeah, like we got to cover over some things that we cut, so you'll understand it later in the movie.
Because it is a weird edit, because it does. You think it's part of her
lecture.
The lecture. You think that's I kept trying to think of the word lecture, but you keep thinking it's part of that, but then you realize like, oh, this is a different voiceover. But it's edited in a weird way, like it continues on.
Yeah, because then she'll be like, and then Nolan showed up a few times. He's trouble, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's kind of hot. Like, I was attracted to him. So it's like, I was like, is he telling this to the school?
She's just turning to the students.
Yeah, it was a little
she's
bit.
She's writing a report. This is going in the report.
Yeah, you're probably right maybe about that, Dave. But
anyway. So she basically warns Nolan, like, hey, I know you're planning on killing an orca whale she says, like, if you don't capture one, you're probably going to kill a shitload trying to.
Yeah, she's like, hey, don't do that. It's really dangerous. And whether or not you fail or succeed, you're probably going to harm whales. And he's just like, what are you talking about? Ah,
basically,
whatever.
She's just like, also, this whale's probably 10 times smarter than you are.
Yeah.
So just, they were showing the brains, so, like the brain waves and stuff on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't deter Captain Nolan, Richard Harris, a.k.a. Dumbledore version 1. He sets out. He's going to catch this thing no matter what. And he does manage. They find a pod of whales. He shoots his old harpoon and clips the fin of our lead actor whale.
The lead whale actor. what are these? They're like basically shooting a tranquilizer. So is the plan before it all goes awry?
He shoots something that takes a chunk out of the top of that whale's fin.
Yeah, but then just kind of pierces the other whale that they end up taking. But it looks like bad. What's going on?
Well, okay.
This is the most horrific moment I've ever seen in a movie in my life. So
this is the first of many baffling moments in this movie. Probably the most baffling. So the male gets clipped. The female goes crazy, and as someone says in the movie straight up, she's trying to kill herself. And the whale goes right into the propeller of their boat, seemingly to commit suicide.
She's trying to kill herself.
Stop the engines! Novak, come down here, help me! Help me get this crazy fish on board!
Well, this is all... Yeah, because the female whale, they, get with the tranquilizer, and she's, bleeding a lot, and she's kind of,
She's wrapped up.
Gets wrapped up, yeah, in, a cord or something, and then goes under the boat and right into the motor to kill herself.
She's, ripping her belly open with the propeller.
And it's really fucked up, and... It's wild. All of the characters on the boat are also like, this is really fucked up. And
it's
killed
funny. Yeah. You get the vibe that the people in the movie too are like, oh God, this is too much.
Yeah, are we doing this? What the fuck?
I know. I didn't realize it was Bo Derek on the boat too until the credits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they bring it up. They bring it up. By its tail. It's just sitting there just bleeding profusely. They have it hanging up. They're like, well, I guess we'll bring this back with us. And then all this is going on, the male fish is just out in the water just staring like, what the fuck? And as if things couldn't get worse, the baby fetus plops out horrifically of the female whale.
Yeah, thanks for specifying it's horrifically plops out.
It plops out.
Well, we don't know it's pregnant. It just happens on this boat, and it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I think.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna forget.
A traumatizing thing to see. I'm never gonna forget this. It plops out, and as we established earlier from the lecture, it looks very human-like. These fetuses.
It's
these
so weird.
Fetuses.
This movie, I saw there were protests when this movie came out because people were like, oh my God, how could you do this to whales? And obviously they're not doing this to real whales. They used a lot of rubber whales.
Sure.
But it's kind of surprising how good some of these, obviously a lot of this movie looks silly, but some of these effects do look pretty good.
And this was, I almost wish they toned it back so it looked faker, because this just was so horrific looking. It comes out, it births it, it plops down. And again, everyone on the boat now,
the people making this, whoever's designing the fetus and the, I could just imagine them being like, did we go too far? Maybe. <with this?" laughs>
Is that going to look more or less fucked up on camera? I don't know.
Should we make this gooier so it looks fake?
At this point, the revulsion factor of everyone on board the ship increases exponentially. They're like, what the fuck? And one of the other seamates is like, well, just hose it off the thing, you know?
Well, they're just get this off my ship. I don't want this.
They're essentially flushing this thing into the
ocean. I think he even says
toilet.
We flushed it or something like that.
It's so harsh. And again, this was traumatic to watch.
And keeping one of the most horrific things too is they're like the mom, the whale that's like hanging upside down or whatever has been cut open, is bleeding out. They say it like still alive somehow.
Yeah. And it's making these wailing noises. And again, the male is just out seeing this. And
he's completely justified in his quest for revenge. Because,
Narrowing his eyelids, just staring daggers.
So they just are holding this thing up, and then day passes into night, and eventually the whale's like, I'm not having this, and starts bashing their boat to the point where it almost sinks them. One of the seamates is like, hey, a couple more hits like that, we're done.
We could have avoided all this trouble if he'd just sunk the boat that first time.
Yeah, I think that we're, it's, this is a funny comparison, but like, the whales, like especially like orcas, are so kind of like this. They are already like rubbery looking, like they're almost fake looking already. It's almost like the idea of the, like why the Spider-Man suit in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man looks so good because it looks like CGI in real life kind already, of thing already. Yeah. So like, and it's sort of that's why I think it's so fucked up is that this is like it. I don't know. That's what I think it is. It's already a fake looking creature. If that's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and this is when they're like, all right, cut that thing off, get it into the ocean, get it off our ship, you know. They cut it off.
Been way too much trouble already.
Yeah, they cut this thing down. The whale ends up killing the old seamate, right? It like jumps out of the water and grabs him, right?
Yeah, that's that we get our first human death here.
Novak! Are you all right? I'm okay. I'm okay now.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's a couple of those, and it's funny because that's in the trailer, is that like leaping and I think it freeze frames on like the whale. It's like it's a scary trailer, and it makes us feel like that this is a killer this is a killer whale.
I mean, he is killing. He is,
but I just say like it, but it's like one of those things like in the trailer that really stuck with me of like that thing like screaming like ah, like yeah.
It's the silly little teeth too.
They do have silly point, little. Ryan, they do have silly little teeth.
Like, about what a weird fake looking creature this is. It's like a child drew like, and then they've got their teeth look like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and,
so it grabs this guy, pulls him under, and then there are so many shots of this whale just plopping its head out and just staring. Well, you know what I mean? He stares right into Dumbledore's eyes.
They do like close ups on its eyes, like red, like he's seeing red, like.
and more importantly, they're seeing each other.
Yes, and there's a great cheesy shot where you see the whale's eye, and then you see like Richard Harris superimposed in the middle of it.
There, speaking of superimposers, there's a shot that they reuse a lot. It's they must have had like a it looked like it was a shot of the whale they probably had on a black background, and then they used it like all over the place of it like jumping out of the water.
Oh yes,
and it looks really cheap.
Yeah,
it looks like it would be edited with a lot of sparkles and turned into like a great GIF online.
It's almost see through because they're putting it in different locations, kind of thing. But the first time so it looks good because you don't really it's like, oh, that's beautiful, like in the beginning of the movie. But then they use it later, like for when it's like going crazy.
All of his triumph shots where he's like, I just fucked you over.
that's the thing where he's like, sunk another boat, flip.
And it's like they shot it like at SeaWorld or something. It's like,
yes, it has that vibe.
It's big cinematic whale flip. They're like, well, we got it. We're going to use it.
There's even a part where you see it twice with both whales next to each other flipped, you know?
They just flip it. This is where things start to go really horribly wrong for Captain Nolan. He is marked for death by this whale at this point. And we get this elongated sequence after the female has been dumped back into the ocean. The whale just like kind of takes it and just like swims it along through the ocean like a funeral.
The main
whole procession. Yeah. And the main other whales orca. Are like lined up. It's great.
And then he eventually beaches it. He's like, you know, like I'm this. Hey, bury my wife.
You did this.
You did this. This turns into one of the like, funny.
Dave,
one
you
of
think the... you think like in the whale's mind, it's not beaching it is not burying it. It's like presenting it to the humans to be like, you bury this.
Yeah, I'm cursing you.
This
leads into one of the funniest things about this movie, and one thing I kind of wish they went even harder on: the fact that the whole town, all the fishermen in this town are like, you fucked up. You know what I mean? This orca has cursed our town. He's going to eat all the fish in the area. We can't fish the area anymore because this orca's around and he's pissed. You need to take care of this.
Yeah. I'm going to throw some of my cards on the table. I'll let you see a couple of my cards, not the whole hand yet. What we've talked about this movie, like the so far, is pretty like wild. It's a little like I guess kind of what I expected from this movie, like kind of like exploitative, a bit Jaws-y bit. Here, I was not quite expecting like the where it kind of goes from here. And I'll just say like I love the whole bit with the town hating him and like
yes,
just the whole. I think it's like so fun.
I wish they leaned into it more.
The whale into the town and like
I don't think they're too nice to him. They need to lean into it more and really like start like you need to fucking deal with this now.
It was passive aggressive where they're like, hey, so you know all these boats got destroyed by the whale, including yours. We're gonna fix yours up first so you can go and take care of the whale. Isn't that great? So your ship will be good and you can deal with that.
You almost get the sense that like this has happened before.
How many times have we had to...
Like, they know, like, oh, god damn it, someone pissed off the whale again.
It's like yours, trying to catch a big live killer whale. No?
No. No. Well, we were for a moment, but now I've changed my mind.
Well, that's probably just as well. The few people around here are superstitious about that sort of thing.
Superstitious? I don't know what you mean.
You see an orca hanging around here any length of time drives our fish away. That's our livelihood. You understand.
Yeah, we should mention, so the next whale attack scene is him sinking a couple of other boats in the harbor or whatever. And this is when the people
just
are become
like,
acutely
bam,
aware.
Bam, bam, like.
Yeah. Just
very pointedly
this
not
is when the town's like, okay, we got a crazy killer whale on our
he's
hands.
Not sinking like the guy's ship. It's like, very
he like leaves
it
their
ships.
Boat his boat stuff.
Yeah, it's like damaged a little, but like it's
oh, by the way, have we mentioned that his ship name is Bumpo?
We have
it's really good detail.
We do have another wise the motif in these movies, another wise Native American
yes
guy. Yeah,
and
we're two for two.
Did you know who played him?
Well, we got Cuckoo's Nest himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Will Sampson.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
that
shit.
That really looked familiar. That's cool.
How about that?
Will Sampson,
yeah.
Yeah, that I saw Cuckoo's Nest. That was a pile of shame for me. I watched it for the first time like 6 months ago, and it's
good movie.
It's amazing, yeah.
So, yeah. It's a good one.
I guess I'm ignorant here because I know that it showed up in Free Willy, but is the orca like a pretty prominent like aspect of various indigenous like mythologies? Because we get a lot of magical indigenous folks in these movies.
I don't know. I don't know if it is in real life. It certainly is in the movies.
I guess so.
Let's see. I'll do a quick scan. He doesn't get talking. I'll do
of
the,
like,
so
you
we,
know,
some
do like
research.
A quick Twilight-esque Google search.
Yeah. But then I need to look, and then I need to go get a book, and then I need to come back and look at the computer.
And read the book and then Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. It, as we're talking about, it's a big, weird-looking, distinctive creature. I get why that might factor into a culture's mythology.
I'm gonna guess like lots of cultures have lots of thoughts on whales.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
they're a crazy, insane creature.
Yeah,
I bet
that
like anyone who encountered them throughout history and time has
like,
written stuff and like
this is crazy what I just saw.
Yeah.
There is a lot of Pacific Northwest indigenous art.
That makes sense because there's whales around.
There's the Haida.
Yeah, they would see whales.
The Haida.
And they would hear them, too.
Yeah, and be like, oh, shit.
There's a lot of different clans, I guess. The Haida, the Tingent, southeastern Alaska, and then Numi, I think, is another one. That's
Where are we in this movie? Oh, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland,
right?
Yeah.
So we're on the other side of the continent, but...
Still whales.
Yeah, there's probably whales there, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
there's the Maritime Arctic people of Newfoundland also had the great respect of orcas, and evidenced by stone carvings found 4,000-year-old burials in Port Yukiks archaeological site. Yeah, sorry, these names. I'm just like...
You know, you're trying your best.
You picked a fight with one of our idols.
Yeah, so all the cultures around that, basically from, like, I'd say it looks like Alaska down to, like, you know, Oregon and also on the other side too.
I mean, it makes sense. There was just about like the history of whaling and like historically how it would be like, you know, a huge, huge expedition with like a bunch of people and resources. But if you can successfully catch a whale, then it's like that's food and resources for like a long time for a lot of people. And then in the 20th century, the whaling industry and like technology turned into like this basically like weapon of mass destruction to like towards whales. And
like
then
overfishing.
And when we get like our kind of the, I guess the 70s in this movie, so thinking of the whole just like kind of becomes a punchline of like save the whales, like hippie shit, but it's just like, yeah, save those whales, stop fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
don't kill that pregnant orca
and just as a sneak, you hit on something, Jackie, a little sneak preview for next time. We may be watching the ultimate Save the Whales movie on the next installment of February. Just saying, sneak preview.
I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's the Waka 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 clan, I believe, or the they regard the orca as the ruler of the undersea world, with sea lions for slaves and dolphins for warriors.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
Importantly,
I want a T-shirt of that.
The what?
I want an artist rendering on a T-shirt of that.
King whale.
King whale.
Dolphin soldier.
Anyway.
An enslaved seal. Anyway, all that to say, yeah, there is a guy that shows up who's like, Nolan, you have to face the whale because they're your soulmate now, and if you don't kill each other together, then everything will be fucked up.
Also, the whole island hates you now. Yeah.
The island knows what you did.
I like the vibe, again, with the island we're talking about, of just, like, everyone hates him, everyone wants him out of there. I like kind of the implication that, like, they don't care if he comes back from this, if he, like, succeeds. Yeah. They just are like, get the fuck out. Like,
either the whale dies or you die.
Or you die. You know either way, like, our problem will be solved. So,
well,
please,
and this is,
leave.
I think, where the movie, this kind of stretch of the movie is really where I think the movie reveals itself into what it's going to be. Because, you know, at first you see the whale like come and he's like bashing some stuff on the coast, like we talked about, he's bashing the boats. And it's like, oh yeah, the whale's pissed. But like, I think this stretch where he's trying to avoid the whale and the whale is basically like doing things to
taunting
like goad
him
on. Mm-hmm. I think this is where we really get to see like the depths that like this whale is ready for revenge, and like,
yeah,
this whale is intelligent, this whale is like scheming.
That's what this movie, yeah, it becomes a series of escalating events that show just how crazy this whale has
there
become.
Are moments there is a moment, it's one of my favorite things I've seen in a movie recently, is in this movie, is where the whale is finally, I think it's kind of the last escalation of what this whale does, so I'm kind of skipping a little bit, but the whale sets off a chain of explosions
and fires,
and as the explosions are going off in the buildings in town, the whale triumphantly jumps up and does like the SeaWorld like arc in front of the explosion.
Yeah,
like,
while a building is like shooting
literally
off,
like yay!
It's amazing.
That is one of the best. Like, that should be in the in Babylon, in the movie Babylon, where they're watching all the movies. That should be one of the sequences.
Yeah.
Let's break down this Final Destination esque sequence of events here.
Of how
the whale
sets fire to a town.
The whole time during the second act, the whale is just like oftentimes Captain Nolan will go down to this pier where there's like a red flashing light, and the whale will just like stare at him. Like
the whale
is
just like, I'm ready when you are, Nolan.
Yes. It's like, are you coming or not? He doesn't. He refutes the call. So the whale goes out and like jumps out of the water and severs like a gas pipe, I guess, and a bunch of gasoline pours out onto like this dock. Then the whale jumps out again.
Which implies the whale has like an understanding. Yes, of so many things.
Because it's seriously, it's one thing after the other. He severs this gasoline pipe, then he jumps out of the water. He jumps out of the water again and knocks a lamp off, which causes a fire. And I guess the suggestion is the fire shoots through the pipes all the way up to this oil refinery at the top of the island, the top middle of the island, and it explodes in a fiery explosion.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stood up out of my seat. I was like, what?
I think at this point, I was fully on the Orca's side at this point of like,
I mean,
yeah,
how can he not be?
He was wronged. And he's incredibly intelligent. He understands how fire works, even though he lives in the water.
He understands. He understands how utilities work.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's be real. Like, if this were flipped, if this were like a Rambo movie, for instance, this is the part of the movie where Rambo like takes his explosive arrows and blows up the factory or whatever. You're like, this is the same thing.
He's
for
like,
the whale.
I will draw out my enemy, so he'll face me. Equal grounds.
I don't know if we mentioned this, but there's like a big thing where they're like, you can't, because the Richard Harris is like gonna like, oh, I'll just lure him to the docks and then shoot him. But there's a whole thing of like, no, he won't do that.
That's
like,
not
he wants
honorable.
He wants to fight you on the sea. Mm-hmm. Like he wants. There's also the implication that the Orca wants like an honorable duel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The whale scientist lady basically says that of like, this needs to be sportsmanlike. That wouldn't be, if you shot him from the ground.
You're dealing with a whale of honor.
Of honor?
This movie's so good, you guys.
Really something.
I'm sorry. I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, it's great. I think is it the last, while the explosions are happening or around this time when Bo Derek, who broke her leg during the first whale.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about the house? Like
Well, that comes next. That's the thing where Richard Harris is finally like, all right, I'm coming. You want me, you son of a bitch? I'm coming for you.
So she's like hanging. She's hanging around the house with a broken leg. And then the whale destroys.
The house is on stilts, we should say. The house is on stilts in the water.
It is so funny because we're watching this movie and you're kind of thinking like, Part of this movie is like, how can a whale really terrorize a town, right? The town is on land. The town is not on the ocean, but it does have you cut to this house where she's in and like the house is built on the water on stilts. So it's like, okay, you're just asking for it at this point, you know?
Yeah, so the whale is going to destroy the stilts and then bring your house into the ocean and bite your leg off.
Well, and it's framed in such a way, he, like, again, this is where I get into where the whale has, like, superpowers, because you'd think, like, this whale's got to be getting beat up bad by, like, bashing these stilts. But he bashes the stilts in such a way where the house tilts perfectly for people to fall into his mouth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just there waiting with his mouth open, and I love, the woman... It's kind of great. The woman, she's broken her leg earlier, her leg's in a cast, and now it's like the leg is like going towards his mouth. And is
which he
off.
Eats. He eats it off.
He eats I was thinking like it'd be kind of funny if he ate the non-broken leg.
Yes.
It's pretty funny though, like him swimming away with that. Like it's a bone in his mouth. Like the leg in the big cast.
Maybe that's why they did the cast one, because it's probably easier for the effect to have a cast in his mouth.
Well,
like
he had to come back and finish the job.
Yeah. But that just pushed him too far for Captain Nolan. He said, all right, fine, I'll face you like a man.
You revengeful son of a bitch. You win.
You want revenge? Well, you'll have it! I'll come out and fight you! I'll fight you! You're a vengeful son of a bitch! You win! Do you hear me? You win!
There's like a, I think it's this, there's a certain point. I think it's this, it just cuts to him like grimly out on the,
oh yeah, like the bow of the ship where he's just like,
yeah, he's like sailing out. He looks so grim. And there's like, the town is like lined up, like watching him just like, yeah, you better go.
Yeah, get
like,
the go fuck out of here. Yeah.
There is some,
fix your mess.
There has to be some sort of movie like this of like the town is cursed and they need to send you out basically for you to die or to kill the other thing. And I feel like I've seen that before, that kind of idea, but I'm trying to remember what I've seen it from.
It feels very like fairy tale.
Yeah,
almost
it's definitely
like
folk tale. Like you know? Brought this curse on the town and you need to fix it.
Go into the woods and be done with it.
One thing we should mention, this isn't revealed until I think like the third act, but Richard Harris is like, he suddenly gets some backstory out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
like,
random.
You know what? You know what? I'm basically that whale. Drunk driver killed my wife, my unborn son.
Yeah.
I understand him.
But
my wife also got fridged.
I also blew up an oil refinery. I'm trying to get revenge.
I understand what that whale is feeling.
Because the same thing happened to me. My wife was pregnant. She was driving to the hospital alone. A drunken driver came down the wrong side of the road and hit her. He killed her. And he killed my baby.
Isn't it from the back of his head? Like, you think that's also like 80-yard lines in there and stuff? Because I don't think you see him say that. Like, it's like,
well, there's a crazy shot earlier in the movie when shit's going down and like you cut to Harris and then you see this flash of like a car crash. You're like, wait, what?
Oh yeah.
That occurred and I was like, oh god, dead wife. Yep, okay.
But it's so great because this scene, he reveals this and then boom, cut, and it's not mentioned again. It's like next scene, cut.
Yeah, you're right. There's something missing. There's probably like a good 20 minutes missing or something like that.
What do you mean this movie is as tight as a drum? Yeah.
Well, this is when you get it. This is a frustrating movie for me because it sounds like this movie is amazing and it's just like one crazy thing after another. But like, I think that where this movie kind of drags is the third act when literally the whale is leading them out to where it wants to take them. And at no point does he be like, well, let's just shoot him. I can see his fin right now. We could shoot him right now.
It's not right yet.
Wouldn't be honorable.
They don't
wouldn't
do
be
that.
Honorable yet. Wouldn't be prudent.
So he and everyone else, like, for some reason the Cuckoo's Nest guy goes with him. He's like, I'll join you, I'll help you. But like eventually they're like, hey, he's clearly dragging us out to like the polar ice caps or something.
Yeah,
we need to either kill him now or turn back.
They're going up to the Arctic, like,
yeah,
which is wild. Yeah. And yeah, it is like, but I feel like this is, you know, it's the classic Moby Dick thing where it's like, okay, like the captain has lost his mind a bit.
Well, it's like, I get what they're doing, but like, I feel like it'd be more satisfying if they tried a couple attempts to defeat the whale before they get to the Arctic and they fail and the desperation sets in, you know what I mean? And he becomes more crazed, but they don't try anything. It's just like, well, we're just going to follow him. All right.
Yeah.
We're
and
gonna
he just
go
kind
away.
Of like quietly becomes more and more crazy. And everyone's,
I mean,
like,
I think what they were trying to go for with the movie is like, by the time he set out to do this, he's already kind of cracked.
Too far gone.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm with you, Dave, but I think that's what they were going for is like, I think at this point in the movie, once he sets out, he's already meant to be too far gone because of all the whale terrorism stuff.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But I will say this, like it drags a little for me, but like as crazy it is as it is and baffling, I like the setting of Richard Harris as an old school fisherman on the ice caps, like with a harpoon or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I need to fight a man to man. The gun's not honorable.
Striking imagery
is where I guess the harpoon is.
And just
honorable.
The idea of their ship, like, oh, like the one guy says, like, oh god, if we go up there, like the ship's gonna capsize, like that shit's gonna fuck us up bad. The ice up there.
He's like, ah, yes. Soviet.
He's dead on.
Dead on what?
The Strait of Belle-Isle. Open seas. He's taking us out of the Gulf. Onto the coast of Labrador. I have a funny feeling in my bones. This is the last lap. And there's no way out north.
Have you ever seen polar ice, Nolan? Can crush a boat like this in a second.
Well, ice cuts both ways.
And he'll have to crush right up through it to find air.
This whale is not as smart as I thought it was.
Yeah, there is like a part where they're like, hey, we don't have enough fuel to get back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we're not coming home from this.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and then Nolan's like, you guys can radio for help.
Yeah, radio not for me, help, though. Whatever.
They'll send a chopper.
For you.
To the middle of the polar ice caps, I guess.
I forget if we've mentioned it in this part of the movie. The orca then starts pushing an iceberg towards the boat. is this the plan, man?
Yeah, it eventually it hits the boat, and then the boat like kind of gets stuck between another like big iceberg or whatever, and they're stuck there.
There was the bit with the dynamite. They like.
They try dynamite. Yeah,
yeah. I think that just results in one of the crewmen dying. Is that, I don't know. Yeah, at this point in the movie, you're kind of like, all right.
That is something we didn't mention. It. Is like throughout this whole journey, the whale is sort of picking off crewmen. Mm. Like anytime a crewman is like, which is funny, they keep doing it. Anytime the crewman is like hanging precariously off of the boat, the whale just like jumps up and snatches him away.
Yeah.
Ken!
So they're becoming more crazed as a result of that. Crewmen getting knocked off one by one.
Yeah.
The cuckoo's nest guy ends up dying by a cave-in. Like he gets buried by ice, which is kind of crazy. You see his hand sticking out.
Yeah, the whale I think the whale does it, right? Like the whale like knocks over like some...
The whale might have like jostled the iceberg or something.
And then now it's just Dumbledore and Charlotte Rampling. And it's just so great. Dumbledore does manage to throw a harpoon and clip it. Like, he does wound the whale.
Unfortunately, that was his only harpoon.
That's his only harpoon. I think he's got his gun at this point. He's running around. And this is when the movie throws a curveball for me, literally. I do not see this coming. It does a thing where it isolates Richard Harris on this, like, small patch of ice. It jumps up like Jaws onto the ice, tilts it almost like a Super Mario Brothers level where like the, you know, the thing like rotates. Oh, you're gonna slide off into the Goomba's mouth or something.
It's 100% the boss in Super Mario World,
I think.
Yeah.
Which is it also is something that I've seen videos of orcas do, like where there's like a seal on it.
I was gonna say, Ryan, sea lions or something. That's how they eat sea lions, right?
And you think it's going to like tilt it so where Richard Harris falls into its mouth, but that's not crazy enough. I got to ask you guys, did any of you see this ending coming?
No.
How could you? it's impossible. So it circles Richard Harris in the water. He manages to get Richard Harris on his tail, and then he uses his tail as if it were a catapult, and shoots him through the air until he thwacks against some ice, killing him. I couldn't believe it. I my jaw dropped.
He's like, I don't even want to eat you. I'm gonna throw you around like a little piece of shit.
And it throws him. When I say it throws him like a catapult, I mean it. He flies through the air and thwacks against this ice. And is dead.
I was like, you know, when he hits against the ice and he like falls down, I was like, is he dead? And then you just see him like sink down into the ice water. I was like, oh wow, they.
It's kind of perfect that like the whale came up with like such a hateful way to to strike the killing blow.
So in the Chattopedia description of the movie, it describes that the orca then drowns himself by diving below the ice. Is that what you guys got from that?
No, I thought he's like, my revenge is complete.
I had this feeling that they were kind of like, he was under the ice to like he was trapped under there. I had this vibe of that, but not that he went to kill himself, but I thought maybe he was stuck under there. Like also like he is now that he's complete, he can die too.
Yeah. I think thematically it's like, I get it. Yeah.
I like the idea of him, the whale dying too.
I think that's cool. I don't know if that necessarily came across.
Yeah.
Well, I did have the idea that he did get, like, he was stuck under there. You couldn't go up for air. But I was just like, maybe it was an accident. I didn't think it was purposeful.
Well, it seemed as though it's like it didn't have a problem going up for air. There were patches of you know, exposed water and stuff. That's why it didn't quite trap. I mean, I guess they do say earlier, like, hey, he'll be trapped up there, like the ice. He won't be able to come up for air. He'll have to break through the ice or whatever. So I guess they kind of set it up.
And they probably could be under there for a lot longer.
Take a whale-sized gun and say, I was saving the last bullet for this.
I think yeah. It would have played. I think I would have preferred if the fight was a little bit more of a fight. Like I don't think the orca really got messed up enough. Like I wish that Richard Harris maybe like,
wow, Michael wants more violence against animals.
No, like I think it would have been cooler if like the orca is like injured and so when the orca is tossing Richard Harris around, maybe it's like bleeding out, you know, and then you get the idea that like, you know, you get that classic fight trope of like, oh, we're now past the point of return for both of us. Like, it's clear we're both going to die. Maybe that would have sold the ending a little bit better.
I mean, was the whale pierced at all by the harpoon? I forget.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean.
But it didn't look like a more mortal like fatal wound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
And this movie didn't have a problem showing bloody whales, so it's like it's odd that they would show any kind of restraint.
You know what's funny
is
like the limited knowledge the limited knowledge of like looking at the production of this and Free Willy, I have a feeling the whales were treated there was less whale stress and ill treatment on this movie than Free Willy. I think
I don't know, man. It was the '70s.
I think the whale stuff, the actual whale stuff, they just filmed in some shots of like whales in nature and
in
then
the
just
open
some
water.
Shots
I think,
of whales
I think it was tanks.
Well, there were definitely tanks, but there was also some nature stuff. But then also the whales in the tanks, it looks like they're just kind of doing normal aquarium stuff in the tank. Like it didn't look like in Free Willy, there's some whales doing like acting, you know, in quotes.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any of that happening in this. Like I think the whales, when we see real whales in this movie, it doesn't look like they were asking the whales to do anything. Like it's just whales swimming around. But then all the stuff we get of like whales doing stuff in this movie, whales like, you know,
rubber.
Acting, it's all the rubber stuff. So I feel like the whales might have been better treated in this movie than in Free Willy, where in Free Willy, you know, there's shots where they're like, okay, whale, you got to do the trick, like do the thing, or, you know, we're asking stuff of the whale, where I don't think they were asking anything of the whales in this movie.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
That's a guess. It is a guess. It's a speculation on my part. It is the 70s, so who knows? Maybe they were giving the whales cocaine or something, but...
Yeah.
But do you want to hear a fucked up story about this movie?
Okay.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. What did they do?
All right, so the writer-producer of this movie was Luciano Vincenzoni. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. If I am, I apologize. Evidently, he kind of got into it with Richard Harris. According to him, this is from the Chadopedia. At a certain point during the production, Richard Harris had begun to drink heavily on set.
Aww.
After learning from a tabloid magazine and seeing a photograph of his wife on a beach with a younger man.
Uh-oh.
And reportedly, he intended to stop performing in the film, fly to Malibu so he could kill them.
Oh.
Wow.
Relenting only after getting into a brawl with Vincenzoni and getting a black eye. Afterwards, he insisted on performing his own stunts and was nearly killed on several occasions. Do you think maybe he was acting out his rage? That is crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Nothing like an old school British actor who just was like a complete alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was like a famous like drunk along with like Peter O'Toole, right? Like as far as old Hollywood goes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that is crazy. He's like, all right, guys, I'm going to need a couple of days from the production. I got to go kill my wife and her lover. Like that is
I might
crazy.
Not come back.
Might not come back. If I do, I'm going to be even drunker than I am now.
That's crazy.
That is wild. And it's like a tiny little thing under the filming section under production on the Chattopedia. Oh, by the way, he wanted to kill his wife.
Yeah, he almost committed a double homicide, but he didn't.
Ugh,
instead,
Jesus
he just
Christ.
Tried to self-harm on the set of Orca by doing his own stunts.
Ugh.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Classic.
But this movie, we should say, this movie was not a failure. It had a budget of between $6 and $7.5 million, ended up grossing almost 15. So, you know, it wasn't a success in the level of Jaws by any stretch of the imagination, but it was a minor success.
Yeah.
It was boycotted, but yeah,
I mean,
made money.
I could see, I mean, at the time, if you were like high on Jaws and you were like, what mm-hmm. is this shit? You'd just be like, I think at the time you would be like, I don't want it. Like, this is just a ripoff because Jaws is so damn good. And this, I don't think reaches Jaws at all, but it does have its own little thing. The parts that are more Jaws-like are the parts I'm not nuts about. Like, they do how Quint died two or three times in this movie, you know? Mm-hmm. We did forget to mention the professor. What's the actress? Her
name? Charlotte Rampling.
Charlotte Rampling. Her little like assistant is Lizzie McGuire's dad that gets eaten. You know?
Oh shit!
Remember? Or he's in Revenge of the Nerds too. Is this big?
Robert Carradine.
Yeah, yeah. He's that's his big.
He's the main nerd. Yeah. In Revenge of the
Nerds.
But
I was just saying he's also Lizzie McGuire's dad. You know?
He is importantly Lizzie McGuire's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, the character, not Hillary. Because I was like, she's Hillary Duff's. He's Hillary Duff's dad.
No, like
no, Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
Her alter ego, yeah. Of course.
But I just say that I forgot to mention that. But he's like yeah. The hot like student like that kind of just gets eaten.
Almost gets
like real quick. He's in the trailer getting eaten too. He's the guy that, like, I just watched it like just gets. Chomped.
And were you guys like me, like when we were watching it, I'm like, wait, who is this guy all of a sudden? I forgot he was the guy in the beginning with the diver with her in the beginning.
Yeah, they kind of, that's what I'm saying, there's little things like that, like little chunks of memory. It feels like memory missing a little bit like throughout mm-hmm. the movie. And the
it's a scrappy movie.
Literally.
Anyway, yeah, it's...
Like, it's never boring. I will say this, there were several times where I was baffled, I was confused, but I was never bored.
Yeah, like, I think the thing is you realize, like, I'm not the first person to say this, but, like, Jaws is less about the shark than it is, like, the people, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, this is
And this is a difference, yeah.
It's, you know, it's both fair and unfair to compare it to Jaws. Like, it's fair, because it's clearly a ripoff of Jaws, but, like...
From the lips of the producer.
It's doing something different.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, Jaws definitely. Is one of the best movies ever made. Like, it's not... Is this one of the best movies ever made? No. Yeah, it is not.
By the way, like, the best director probably ever made.
Yeah, you know.
Ever made.
ever made.
But it's a fun movie.
It's a romp.
This is like...
I mean, that first 92 15 minutes, though, that first thing is...
It's rough.
It's traumatizing shit, I think. Especially mm-hmm. for a little whale boy like the
hey,
you know.
You gotta set the stakes. Like, it's the traumatic like thing, so you get the
motivation.
Well,
but can you
for the
imagine
whale.
Can you imagine the audience that I'm betting De Laurentiis was going for, seeing this scene of that fetus coming out of the whale and plopping on the deck of the boat?
I kinda
that's
love
horrific.
It. I kinda love imagining.
He wants the
how
audience in the theater going like, oh,
I know. I just
I mean, it
like,
certainly sets the stakes for the main whale, but like for the audience, it's like that's a lot to ask.
I see why
animal rights activists were protesting it.
They were like, that's nasty.
I mean, Jaws, like, kids watch Jaws, like, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like Jaws is like
exactly
is not that
and they're going to watch this because like I love Jaws, who another killer monster movie.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm not trying to be like the think of the children type of thing, but I'm just saying like I could see if you watch this at the time you'd be like, that thing is trash, that is you know, kind of but
there's a negative review right.
I'm just saying with retrospect though, I think that there's stuff in here, this movie for sure.
Yeah.
There's a negative review I saw from the Chattopedia mentioned from the Washington Post that negatively referred to it as essentially a rehash of an earlier De Laurentiis hit, Death Wish, with the killer whale in Charles Bronson's role. And that is a huge positive.
Yeah, that's a positive.
Negative. Like that sounds incredible, like that description. And I think that is kind of, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. I never seen a Death Wish, but I always would like to, you know.
I honestly,
you're gonna
I feel
watch
like
it and
I would
be
like
where's
more.
The whale?
I'd rather see the whale, like the motivation that is given to this whale and like the intelligence that is implied in this whale is, it's incredible. It's so funny. It's so funny to like watch it unravel as the movie goes on, like how motivated on revenge this whale is and the lengths it will go.
Yeah.
And the joy it seems to, like the way that they, like I said, the, it's not just the whale exploding the oil refinery, right? Like that, that's one thing. But the moment the whale triumphantly jumps and does like...
That's really sells it.
It 100%.
He's really pleased with himself.
Icing on top, the chef's kiss that really, for me, notches this movie up a lot.
Yeah, it's one I've always wanted to see too. Like you said, Dave, I saw that trailer probably play before like... I think it was in a theater, like on like one of those kind of grindhousey days, and they had a bunch of curated trailers.
Well, is that a recommend then, Mike?
Yes. I definitely recommend this movie. I don't think this is like the best movie ever made. Don't get me wrong. In some ways, it's not even a good movie, in quotes. But I think it's so fun. I think that especially if you're interested in any whales or anything like that, I think you got to watch it. Just, you know, remember in the beginning, it's all rubber. That's all. Just remember it's all rubber.
Not a real whale.
Yeah.
What about you, Jackie? Are you recommending Orca?
Yes. Yeah. It was, like we said, if you can get past the whale stillbirth, then you get to hang on.
What a thing to say.
Then you get to hang on for the triumphant whale flip as the town burns. Recommend.
Mike or Ryan?
You know what? I'll be a little bit of the poop, a little bit of like I'm gonna say no, maybe, but not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I think like, I don't know. I'm a little bit like the beginning, and then like I think it started to drag a little bit for me a little bit too, just because I was just like, I needed something extra. I don't know what it was yet. I don't know how to fix it, but I need something else a little bit too. But I think it is. I think so. I think this would be crazy to watch, like if a theater's playing it somewhere, you know.
Yes,
I think that's the way to probably watch this movie.
I can imagine the people cheering for the whale,
like cheering, and also like disgust. Like it'd be shocking. I think, like especially with people that I've never seen before.
You know what? I would recommend it under those circumstances.
I think so too.
If you can't watch it in a theater, people watch it with a group of people at least. Because again, as we said, like the beginning is traumatic, and it is like a bitter pill to swallow, but. It does pay off later when it proves a successful motivation to get to that moment where it's triumphantly jumping back into the water after exploding a town's oil refinery.
Yeah.
Like that is great. But on a whole, watching it by yourself, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's missing some stuff.
It's like some sort of juice. I'm not sure what it is, but like
it needs that crowd element to like pump you up.
I think so. And also like to feel it, like the disgust from the people around you. I think
you feed off the audience. It kind of needs that. If you're watching it by yourself, I don't know if it'll play as much.
Yeah. So I think, So it's not a rental, but go watch it in Barnertown or whatever, you know, when it's.
Or this could be another instance where it's like, just catch the trailer. That'll give you the vibes you're looking for. You're like, oh, a revenge whale movie. Awesome. Like maybe just watch the trailer.
I think the trailer doesn't paint the picture like that we're like on the whale side.
See if you can just find that clip of the whale exploding this town, and that's really all you need.
You need more. You need more. there's a lot going on in this movie that's worth seeing. But I mean, you're right. It would definitely play a lot. I think if you watch it alone, you have to be like. In a coastal town late at night alone and drinking. maybe that'll play. But yeah, you're right. Like watching in a crowd, it's a movie for a crowd. Like I said, it's not, in many ways, it's not even a good movie. But I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for Orca. When February returns, when February continues.
What was that date? What is it? Where?
February.
We all
got to
say
February.
February. It just rolls off the tongue.
When February continues, we'll be saving the whales.
Wow.
But we're going back. Not back to the future. I guess we kind of are going back to the future. And then we're going to go back again to the past.
That's what they should have
called
that
movie.
Star Trek
4. Oh. Nice and smooth.
Yes.
Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home.
The best one.
There be whales.
Amazing. Yeah.
We promise there will be whales here, folks.
Whales here, man.
Until then, yeah, watch your ass. Don't go killing no orcas, man.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be cursed.
Yep. Yeah, but we do want to see the fan art of the whale king and
yes.
And everything.
Someone make that and send it to us on Instagram.
Please.
Bye.
Oh, bye.